This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
We dig into the world of music when I fill in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, and celebrating a birthday today, Zac Brown. He's 40. Grammy Award winning Zac Brown Band. Country Fried. That's how I like my steak, by the way. Country Fried Steak. Chicken Fried, though, is the name of the Zac Brown Band song. Huge hit. And the number one album, Jekyll and Hyde, in 2015 as well. Zac Brown Band, not my cup of tea, but man, is he enormously successful. And tons of other people like him, so more power to him. Zac Brown, 40 years old today. Chicken Fried. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Find us online, stevegruber.com, for exclusive content, giveaways, much more. And also on Twitter, at Steve Gruber. You can find me on Twitter, at Scott Bertram. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College, from where I broadcast this morning. We've got renovations going on. This just popped up. We're building a new chapel on campus, in case you guys don't know, Christ Chapel. That is, I don't know, about halfway done. It's supposed to be finished by May, next May. And kind of out of the blue, I mean, I knew it was on the agenda, but I didn't know it was moving forward. We're renovating Phillips Hall here, or Phillips Auditorium here too, which is right in my building. It's where we host some of our speakers and our CCA events are there. They're going to double the capacity and make everything fresh and this was needed. Phillips was... It needed some renovations, but they're starting it, I think, like tomorrow. And I just found out about it last Friday. So, yes, we've got renovations and construction going on here on the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, where, yes, we still need some rain. You can send some down this way. That'd be okay. Birthday today as well. Celebrating a birthday. Milton Friedman. Maybe you know Milton Friedman. I hope you do. Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize winning economist. Born in 1912, died in 2006 at the age of 94. Advisor to Ronald Reagan, advisor to Margaret Thatcher. Wrote a number of books, including one called Capitalism and Freedom in 1962, where he discussed a volunteer military, school vouchers, opposed the war on drugs, huge support for school choice, founded the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice, later renamed Ed Choice. He was, this is not an exact comparison, but I'm going to make it. He was kind of the Ben Shapiro of his day. And what I mean by that is Milton Friedman would go anywhere and talk to anyone about his ideas and be completely unafraid because he was so confident he was right. He'd go to college campuses. He'd go to Berkeley. He'd go on TV. He would go anywhere to talk about his ideas. And I never took a class in economics. I wish I did at this point, but I didn't in high school. I didn't in college. I picked up Milton Friedman's book, Free to Choose, and I feel that it was my education in economics. It is a brilliant, brilliant book. And Milton Friedman, one of the most brilliant men I've had the pleasure of reading. And that's not to say that like I have like three people I consider brilliant. No, I mean, Milton Friedman, though, was on that list of the most brilliant people that I've read. His ideas are amazing. The way he explains and argues them is fantastic. And I think once or twice today, we'll spend a little time with Milton Friedman. We'll do it once here. This is one of my favorite things you can find from Milton Friedman, in which he explains the four ways that you spend money. And there is so much truth to this. This is Milton Friedman on the four ways you can spend money.
Well, you know, you can spend your own money on yourself. And when you spend your own money on yourself, you're very careful of what you spend it on, and you make sure that you get the most for your dollar. You can spend your own money on somebody else. You give gifts to other people. You take people out to dinner. And when you spend your own money on somebody else, you're very careful that you don't spend too much. You try to keep down the amount you spend, but you don't worry very much about what the other fellow is getting from it. You don't pay anything like as much attention to the gifts you buy for other people as to the things you buy for yourself. Or you can spend somebody else's money as when you're spending the government's money. I say the government's money, the taxpayer's money, which the government has control over. Now you're spending somebody else's money. Let's say you're spending your boss's money. You're out to lunch on a expense account, but you're spending it on yourself. You're very careful that you get good things for your money. You try to have a good lunch and pick the right things, but you're not very much worried about whether you get the cheapest.
Spend all you want.
Spend all you want. You'll be careless. Now, what happens when you spend somebody else's money on somebody else? You're a distributor of welfare funds. Well, you're interested in making your own life as good as you can. And most people have humane instincts and want to do the best they can. But you're not going to be anything like as careful in spending somebody else's money on somebody else. So there are four ways in which you can spend money. You're right. All so-called public schools, government schools, people are spending somebody else's money on somebody else. The teacher isn't spending his own money on the children. He's spending the taxpayers' money on the children. And that goes throughout the system, absolutely.
Milton Friedman on the four ways you can spend money. I love the logic behind that. You can get yourself lost. Don't do it at work, perhaps. That'd be bad. Get yourself lost down a Milton Friedman rabbit hole on Twitter. You can go from clip, on YouTube. Go from clip to clip to clip and see him talking from the 1960s all the way up literally into the 2000s when he was in his 90s with just utter brilliance. Milton Friedman's Four Ways You Can Spend Money. We're going to come back later in the program and hear at least one more clip from the amazing Milton Friedman. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Seton Motley, Dr. John Lott. In the back half of this hour, I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. It's the Steve Gruber Show.